Agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on Lake Granbury Park road repairs by Michael McLendon.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. With this briefing, I'm going to be seeking the board's authorization and approval to contract with the firm to provide road construction services at our public use areas located in Granbury. You can see the image on the left is a vicinity map. It shows the location of the four public use areas that we're looking at upgrading the roadways. And then over to the right are the specific areas located within the parks that we'll be upgrading. You can see from these photographs that the road services within our public use areas have kind of reached a point at which a more comprehensive repair is necessary. Most of these roads were constructed about 20 or 30 years ago, so it's time that we move forward and upgrade these facilities. We do spend about $10,000 to $20,000 annually on maintenance of these roads. So to address that issue, we went out, we hired a geotechnical firm. They went out, they assessed the conditions on site. They reviewed our in-house engineering design of the roadways, and then they also went out and conducted testing of the subgrade and then the base material to make sure we're using the right, moving forward in the right direction. Once that was complete, we did go out for an RFB in November. We had three firms respond to the request for bid. After evaluation of those three bids, we selected H.D. Cook's Rock Solid to perform the services. To date, we've spent about $66,000. That includes a geotechnical firm going out, doing the assessment, the testing, and then also that includes our in-house design. We programmed a little over $1 million for these repairs at the four public use areas, and we're recommending to the board that they approve that H.D. Cook's Rock Solid in an amount not to exceed $680,000, $268,000. I do have a resolution for your consideration, but I can also take any questions you might have, too. Yes, sir.
You obviously did not take a low bid. What was the...
Well, the low bid was $618,000, and the number that you're seeing here is 10% added on, pursuant with board policy, if there were any change orders that were to come about. So prior to... If I just added $618,000, I'd have to come back to the board to if there was a small change order, because I'd be limited to that amount. So what we've done is started adding that 10% in, just in case. I don't anticipate needing that at all, but it's just trying to be consistent with policy and a timing issue as well.
What is the basic scope of work?
It's to repair, replace the road surfaces. So they'll go in and I think pulverize that material, and I don't know if our engineers are here.
Yeah.
You want to explain?
They'll go ahead and remove the existing material, and they'll either dispose of it or reconstitute it, and then they'll do a sub prep, and then they'll put down a new asphalt surface.
I got a question, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did we compare the difference between asphalt and concrete? I know it'd be a lot more expensive, but with all the moisture, these asphalt roads just don't do that well.
Right. Our existing roads lasted about 20 to 30 years, and just as you
arguably
said,
not really 20 to 30.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there.
Look at the pictures.
Right. But yeah, it's extremely expensive to move forward with the concrete. We might consider that, but it was really cost prohibitive.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I noticed you're talking about the four parks at Lake Granbury.
Yes, sir.
And then
the
resolution says decorative and damage. Is that just a general
yes,
name for all the parks there?
Yeah, I was just okay. Using that. Yes, sir.
Because they all need it for sure.
Right.
Mike, do we have any work history with HD? Do we know anything about them? Are they,
what's
their reputation, et cetera?
Yeah, their reputation, we did review. And we, like every project, we vet and we've become more comprehensive in doing that too as we move forward. But I don't have we worked with HD Rock Solid, Connie?
No, they did have blowing references, however, according to David Jones,
including repeat customers. Right, our engineering staff called that facility and then they called their references. And as Connie said, they were well received.
Okay.
Send them provided payment, performance bonds?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Performance bond?
Is there a specific time period for them to perform this work?
Right, it's going to be done starting prior to the summer. It needs to be done during the warmer periods for the asphalt. But we should be through, or we're hoping to be through prior to the summer. And some of the parks may be open or closed during the summer, depending upon rainfall and weather, but our goal is to get it done before this fiscal year.
How many miles are involved?
I'm sorry?
How many miles are involved?
Miles?
They don't have miles, that's where it is. It's a total of 23,000 square yards for the roads and 14,000 for the parking areas.
Yes, ma'am.
So, David, you were talking earlier about your risk assessment and your team. And so have y'all vetted this? Have you gone through the process? And then, if not, why? And if so, have all these questions been vetted through the process?
We have vetted this through that process, and then in the future, these roads will be part of that capital risk assessment so that we can see these repairs coming further in the future.
So you did, or you did go?
No, we did. Yes, ma'am, we did. Okay. Absolutely.
Any additional questions?
Resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 28, 2019 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes and approves the General Manager, CEO, to enter and execute a contract with H.D. Cooks Rock Solid Inc. to perform construction services at De Cordova Bend Dam in an amount not to exceed $680,268.
So, motion to adopt, Richard, second by John Henry. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.